Let us now try to ask the Lord for his blessing this morning hour. Most holy, most righteous, most glorious God in the heavens and upon all the earth, thou hast brought us together in thy house on this Sabbath day morning. Thou hast brought us together in this mountain on this day, thy church, and thou hast prepared a feast. Lord, we have been spared and kept hitherto, while others had to stand around an open grave, while others heard notices of sickness and otherwise. But Lord, hitherto thou hast yet preserved us and opened the doors of thy house on this fair Sabbath morning. Lord, wilt thou now be present among us? Wilt thou pass through the aisles and through the pews and visit the hearts? Lord, thy presence alone can perfect our salvation. And there is not one who has deserved it, or rather there is a people that had to say the entire week, Lord, undeserving, unworthy, unable to come into anything. Lord, it is a people, they can look through the cupboard and they can look in their heart and they can look in their pockets and they have nothing to bring along. Lord, that is thy way of preparation. For thou hast said, come and eat without money and without price. But it is a lesson, O Lord, that thy people have to be taught time and again. Because so gladly they try to bring something along. Oh, and they have to learn that there is no worthiness, and that there is no claim, and that there is nothing that they can bring in that can please thee of themselves. But Lord, there is that people in whose heart thou hast wrought hunger and thirst. And they cannot deny it. They may not deny it. Their heart cries out for thee. Oh, even from the ends of the earth, their call comes into heaven and reaches thy ear, O Lord God of Sabaoth, also on this morning. But wilt thou then graciously answer that request? O Lord, thou lovest beggars, for thou art the one that makest the sinner a beggar, and thou wilt take care that it is an empty-handed beggar, one that has no rights and that has nothing to bring in. But for such, Lord, thou hast now prepared a meal. For the poor shall be satisfied with bread, the rich shall be sent away empty. But those that have nothing anymore, that have to say, Lord, help, for I perish. Help, Lord, for I shall yet be cast aside righteously. But, Lord, mine eyes are upon thee. As the hart panteth for the water brooks, so their soul panteth after thee, O God. There is a remnant that says, when shall I come to stand before thee in thy temple and adore thee? Oh, there is a people that say, Lord, if only thou wilt remember me in my pew, that shall be such a wonder. If I may see the grace that thou givest unto thy people, oh Lord, and in my pew a crumb of that manna, And a drop of that wine, that shall be such a wonder. But Lord, thou hast also thy desires, and they shall prevail. And then thou shalt persuade the heart and say, come and dine. At mealtime come hither, and oh, as that greater Boaz, wilt thou then give unto them that parched corn and that vinegar? Wilt thou grant unto them the fullness of thy bounties? For thou hast prepared a feast of fat things, a feast of wines refined on the lees, a feast of fat things and full of marrow, of wines well refined on the lees. And thou hast an abundance, Lord. Oh, come then in this morning. Open thy word and testimony. Open thou the table. Open thou the hearts. And open thou the heavens, Lord. Oh, then it shall be such a wonder. Then it is a little of heaven upon earth. And Lord, we cannot ever make it. And not ever deserve it. But it is for such the poor and the needy, the empty ones, those that are cast down, those that have nothing anymore. And then thou art making room for thyself and for that precious Savior, for he is able and shall perform that work of salvation unto the uttermost. Then for the uttermost sinner there is room with thee. Lord, remember the unconverted. Thou knowest what they must see. Oh, keep them from coming, that they will not eat and drink damnation to themselves, but may their eyes be opened and see what they miss. That great good of salvation, that presence and nearness and communion, that thou hast said to thy people, my bread, that my body is bread indeed, is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. But convert now the unconverted, that they go home and say, Lord, I miss it. Can I still receive salvation? Be with all those that listen along. Thou knowest each case, or visit with thy salvation. Remember also those two that are in the hospital. Visit them, O Lord, in grace. Also let them salvation see. Thou art able to reach the oldest heart. Thou art able to give salvation even when eternity beckons. Remember, Lord, the prodigal sons and daughters and bring them back. Look upon thy Zion. Be with those that must labor in vacant places. Be with those of thy servants. Called and anointed, Lord, wilt thou then help and strengthen them in all circumstances. Be then mindful of Jew and Gentile, work among and in their hearts, and care for those that are called upon to come unto to work in that labor. Lord, remember us then with all the needs and all the wants. Thou knowest, Lord, that we can so easily forget, but wilt thou not forget them? And do not forget us in this morning. There can be hindrances and obstacles. Lord, there can be so many things that occupy us. But now that one thing that is needful, that thou shalt speak in this morning. For thy word tells us that thy word is a light upon my path. Oh, then with that word, the light shall shine upon the path that we must walk. Lord, graciously break the bonds. Open the prison doors. Carry the lame to the table as a Mephibosheth. And wilt thou yet grant that they may hear, yet there is room for the needy, for the poor, and for the helpless. The fatherless findeth mercy in thee. Lord, gladden us then with thy doings. Instruct thy people. Strengthen them. Edify them. Lead them yet further. O Lord, it shall be a wonder if they also receive a token, a sip and a crumb. But wilt thou then increase that grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ? For he has given himself as a ransom for many. He is the author of eternal salvation, and he says it to his sheep, I give unto them eternal life, Lord. Wilt thou show it and perform it in this morning? Help us, Lord. Lead us in all truth, that thy spirit may go before us and lighten us and supply what is needed. Oh, that fresh oil, we cannot miss it, Lord. We cannot deserve it either. We can make ourselves unworthy of it, but Lord, it is thy service, and it is thy task, and now it is thy table. And it is thy command of love. Give ye them to eat. O Lord, may it also become true. In this day, for Jesus' sake, amen.